gritty. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Interact with us now. Lounge Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you, will always love you. Is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
91.5 WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station, and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WMFO.org.
Here on 91.5 WMFO, record of the year category right there. Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, 2016, this year's record of the year. Frank Sinatra, Strangers in the Night, 1967, 94, Whitney Houston. I can tell everyone loved that song, I Will Always Love You. And Michael Jackson in 1984 picked up Record of the Year with Beat It right there. Yeah. What a great block
that
was.
You know, Whitney's was also the soundtrack of Bodyguard with Kevin Costner.
I absolutely adore that. Some of the categories right there. In 2016, this year, Bruno Mars went against Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd. And it's just amazing picking that up. Whitney Houston in 94. Who did she go up against, Steph? Come on.
What was the question? I was too busy.
You're not paying
No, I was
1994.
In 1994.
Barbara Ann, put her in check. Put her in check.
Oh, okay. A Whole New World.
There we go.
Regina Bell, who I also saw in concert, and I also saw Peebo Bryson in concert. The River of Dreams, big, big album for Billy Joel. If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, Sting. And Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Now, what's great about Record of the Year is actually awarded for a single or for one track of the album. This award obviously goes to the performing artist, the producer, recording engineer, and or mixer for that song. In this sense, record means a particular recorded song, not its composition or album of songs. So it's interesting how the Grammys puts together such a fabulous show. And we welcome your call, 617-627-3800. Had Drea checking in.
Yay.
From Attleboro. And
we love Drea.
You know, I kind of want to get a pedi right now. I want to get a manicure and a pedicure. Where did you girls go, by the way, to get them? Oh, I love yours. Barbara Ann has this hot pink.
No, that's sparkly. A baby pink.
Sparkling pink.
Sparkles.
Excuse me. Correct me. I don't know anything about this. So, should I? What color will look good, though?
Blue? On you?
Blue? Or
you could do a baby blue.
Baby blue. That's my favorite color. Blue
I
is...
I think that would look just charming on you.
Yeah. It, you
maybe
had a,
dark blue.
Dark blue?
I think
I'm totally
blue.
Digging the dark blue. Yeah. And, you know, I'd have to go out and get one. I've never had one before.
Well, you know, it's men, it's very common these days. Men do take care of themselves. I mean, hygienic, you know, being hygienic, rather, is something that's, you know, unisex. So, you know, there's nothing wrong. I would get even a nice little French manicure, just like white under your nail with a little clear.
There's no shame in doing
everything.
That.
No, absolutely not.
There's no shame because in Palm Springs, there's more guys that get manicures and pedis than there is women.
Where did you girls go tonight? Today?
She went. I went.
Yeah, yesterday. I went
yesterday,
to,
excuse me.
Just in Revere, on Broadway in Revere, place, little place called Lucky Neal's, and Lisa and Kevin hooked me up. I went with the Disco Baby and Mrs. C, of course, and we sat in the big massage chairs and bubbled our troubles away on our feet, and we got them rubbed.
Oh, good.
And, you know, worked out and all those little arch cramps and all that, and we got pretty
fun
colors.
Stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff. And I have red sparkles.
You do, and forgive me if I rip off your shoe and take a picture and post it up. Interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Lounge Radio Show. When we come back, we are going to go to Song of the Year.
Aye.
This is The Lounge here on 91.5 WMFO.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got.
Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
But we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. Everyone, but you stay so cool.
about it. Thank you. Like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow.
Special lounge style here on 91.5 WMFO. Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud, this year's Song of the Year. Also the winner of this year's Best Pop Solo Performance, songwriters Ed Sheeran and Amy Wage. And we also had Santana featuring Rob Thomas, 2000 song, the year 2000 Song of the Year. Etal Shure was the songwriter. And last but not least, Natalie Cole.
With her daddy, Nat King Cole. Both of them are unforgettable, and sadly we lost her like last month.
Yeah.
And I regret to inform we've lost yet another musician, singer-songwriter, actually, Denise Katrina Matthews of Vanity Six, sadly passed 2 days ago. She was a protege of Prince, of course, as he had many, and her nickname, Vanity, was given to her by Prince because they had met at a music award show years back, and he said that looking at her, he saw his female impression by looking at her, so thus came the name Vanity. And if you watch the movie like Purple Rain,
what about Purple Rain? We were talking about, so well, where's the resemblance with this with Purple Rain?
Purple Rain came out and it was loosely based on how Prince came up in Minnesota and the Twin City acts that came out of there, such as Morris Day in the time, and actually the song The Walk by Morris Day and the time, let's do the walk. Okay. the female spoken part that is towards the end of that, when he's telling her to put on the negligee and, you know, take them tight jeans off. The woman that's speaking actually was done by Vanity. It was done by Denise Matthews. So that's her on that. She also sang on a couple of, I think one or two El DeBarge or DeBarge family songs. But as I was saying, back to Purple Rain, it was a movie that was loosely based on how Prince came up in his life, and Apollonia Katir was Apollonia 6. And so she was supposed to be what Vanity was, you know, coming up. It was a mirrored vision of you know, Unspoken. So
wow! Yeah. Wealth of knowledge, Stephanie.
So she did, of course, this big, big hit, Danny.
Oh, my goodness.
Nasty Girl.
I love
and
this one.
Apollonia 6 did The Sex Shooter.
Vanity 6. All you girls are going to get nasty right now. Nasty Girl. It is a Grammys special. Lounge Style 91.5.
Grab a pole.
WMFO.
Work. tonight I can no longer hold it. Get it up, get it up. I can't wait anymore. It's time to jam. Dance, nasty girls. Dance, everybody. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. Everybody. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance. It's time to jam. Nasty girls, dance, dance, dance.
Is that it? Wake me when you're done. I guess you'll be the only one having fun.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
91.5 WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station, and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WMFO.org.
I don't want. softly the sunlight plays upon her head. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations. She's by my
here on 91.5 WMFO, that block. Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award is awarded by the Recording Academy to performers who, during their lifetime, have made creative contributions of outstanding artistic significance to the field of recording. Now, this award is distinct from the Grammy Hall of Fame Award, which honors specific recordings rather than individuals, and the Grammy Trustee Award, which honors non-performers. This block, the Four Tops 2009 inductee right there of the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, Aretha, the soul
queen of soul,
right there in 1994, the Beach Boys 2001 Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and 2006 David Bowie with Fashion. Now, Barbara Ann, you were telling me, how great was the performance that Lady Gaga did on Monday night?
It was amazing. She had him down to a T.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Steph? What's your opinion?
I think it was really like after you know, a couple of minutes into it, I actually thought I was watching Bowie. She had not only the wardrobe and obviously the whole Ziggy Stardust with the flaming right here.
The whole voice, yes. Everything.
The voice, but I thought even his mannerisms, you know, every little
she had it
step
down to a T.
And movement. But, you know, I kind of consider her like the female equation of what Bowie would be. You know what I mean? For today's, she'd be him in a female version.
Right.
So I don't
think
they could pick a better person than her to do that.
She did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, she really, really did. And thank God, because I kind of thought it was a more quiet Grammys, you know, from years past, as far as exciting.
That made the whole show.
So I think that actually made, saved the whole Grammys of 2016, was that whole... She was just on fire. There were no other words.
Exactly.
Speaking of David Bowie in 2006 right there, who also got nominated for the Lifetime Achievement Award, we had Robert Johnson, Richard Pryor, The Weavers in 94 with Aretha. You had Bill Evans and Arthur Rubenstein.
Ooh.
How about the Beach Boys?
Oh, seriously, the Beach Boys.
Tony Bennett.
I mean, come on.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
And, of course, The Who.
Wow. The what?
The Who.
The what?
Who the are you?
Hey, Barbara Ann, thank you very much for coming to hang out in studio.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
My
I miss
sister,
this so much.
My partner. I think Danny starts to sweat when he sees Barbara and I entering the studio because he goes, oh, my God, two, you know, biatches from hell are going to tag team me. But, you know, we were
But I am going to get that pedi and manicure for sure.
Sure, we'll take
you. We'll take you.
Will you really?
Of course we will.
Okay. It's going to be a date.
It's a date.
You got it.
Next week, another date happens here on The Lounge, facebook.com/loungeradioshow. We have to say goodbyes. Quick props. Want to say Evian Myers, the producer.
Yeah.
Evian.
Thank you so much.
I missed him tonight.
I know. And a crack on him after the show.
He was a no show for the show.
I have a shout out.
Yeah, no, for real. I do have
a shout out to my friend Michael out in Palm Springs who's watching my dogs. Thank you.
Hey, also RIP Big Ange.
That's right.
New York. Another one taken untimely by the horrendous disease of cancer. So, you know, it's something that's affected all of us one way or another.
Yeah.
Either know somebody or struggle with it. So, keep her in your thoughts and prayers. And like my mom says, Danny, what? It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
See you next week, The Lounge. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the